Let Dr. Dave vaccinate you against dastardly digital disease with his high-tech hypo right here, right now on Computer Talk with Dave Mason.
So vaccination all across the nation. Keep you from catching pokey pox.
All right, so you got infected by CryptoLocker. Now what do you do? Well, you can send an encrypted file to one of the security companies I'll tell you about in a little bit, and they'll actually send you the decryption key free. Now, one of the best things about these guys in terms of figuring out whether they're for real or not is the fact that if they send you the decryption key for free, gives you an idea they're probably not bad guys. Bad guys aren't bad guys for free, right? They don't break the law. They don't take advantage of people. They don't abuse people for free. So it is a I've never dealt with these guys. I've got no reason to believe they're bad guys. I got no reason to believe they're not. I don't know for sure. I'm pretty certain they aren't, but I don't know for sure. Have not dealt with them personally. But we'll talk about exactly who that is and what you can do to get those emails there. Then the other thing, of course, is to did you have a burrito this morning for breakfast?
Yeah,
is
sorry.
That your breakfast burrito speaking?
Sorry about that. That was actually Lenny Pickett's.
No, that's not Lenny Pickett.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, it is Lenny Pickett. Yeah. I was thinking of what's that guy's name? He was at the Super Bowl. He was at the Super Bowl with that gal at halftime.
Oh, yeah, that gal.
What's the guy's name?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. But anyway, you can always pay the ransom. I mean, if you just can't figure stuff out, you can pay the ransom. Do not recommend that you do that. But if you got data that's important to you. And that's another thing. It's kind of funny talking with these people that have been calling me over the last couple of weeks. You learn what their data is actually worth to them. Mm-hmm. They'll call you and be absolutely doing backflips, running around like their hair's on fire. And then it's like, well, pay the $500. Yeah. Oh, Canva. Okay.
Then it's not that important.
Then we know it ain't worth $500. I don't know how much it's worth. And I'm not saying that's bad. If your data ain't worth $500, it ain't worth $500. Now let's talk about a little bit about backups, because that is one of the things that's recommended in terms of protecting yourself. And there's some caveats that even need to be discussed in that regard. And I know we're kind of getting into the weeds here of details, but you know, the devil's in the details. You don't do your backups right, you will have wasted the time and effort doing the backups. You'll just end up in the same place. When you do backups, you got to do multiple versions of backups, because what will happen, you got to do frequent backups, and if you do frequent backups, you're going to end up, at least for a short period of time, risking the backing up the encrypted files. So if you're backing up the encrypted files, you go to your backups to do a restore of your data, you're just restoring encrypted files. You're just going around in circles. You know, if you got 3 or 6 or 10 versions that you're able to store, you know, then you can go back the day before the encryption.
Oh, that's true. Let me ask you this. What if that network drive is encrypted itself? Will it encrypt an encrypted
drive?
Yes,
yes.
There you go.
Because you're using that. Here's the deal. If that, let's say, for example, you're using TrueCrypt. And so now you've got a file that's basically pretending to be a hard drive, and that file's encrypted. And when you log in the morning and you log into that TrueCrypt encrypted drive, it becomes drive H or whatever it is. Once it becomes drive H, those files are available to whoever's on the network and has rights to it. So if it's going to get encrypted, it's going to be encrypted within that TrueCrypt volume, and you're not going to have the encryption key for the encryption inside the encryption.
Gotcha.
Make sense? Are you actually following, or are you just pretending?
No, and what if you are very cryptic with your, when you type? Does that help at all?
No. No. But if you're cryptic in your thinking, like you.
Then you're really in trouble.
No. Hey. But, so here's the point. Mm-hmm. Multiple versions of backups, so you can go back to the day before the attack, and then you're fine. Backups are important, but here's another thing. If you're back, what if you have, and this is, because I recommend this. What if you back up to a USB drive on a machine on the network? Guess what? All your backups are encrypted, and you don't know the encryption key. So really, you know, you really have to, in all of this to say, don't click on the link.
Well, here's another idea, and we've mentioned this before, but Robert S. over in Cali, a good friend.
Not the guy that's been calling for the last 2 weeks about CryptoLocker.
No, different guy. You know Robert. And he just IM'd me and says, you know, tell Dr. Dave the old thing to do is to look, you know, hover over the link and see what kind of link it is.
Absolutely.
And that will let you know if it's a real link or if it's executable or whatever the file type is.
Well, absolutely. Yeah, what he's talking about is that you got a link in the email. If you just mouse over it with your cursor, you don't click on anything, you just put the mouse pointer over it in your email client. Down at the status bar at the bottom of that window for your email client will be the actual link contents. And that's a great way to do it, and I do that a lot. The problem is if you're not real versant in what you're looking at, you can still make the mistake. And so that's why I kind of cut to the chase and say, don't click on the link. If it says it's from B of A and you, well, first let me say, if it says it's from FedEx and you don't have any packages coming, then you don't need to get all nervy about it. Relax. You don't have a package coming. If you got a link that says your account at B of A is all screwed up and has been hacked and you need to click here to get it taken care of or all your money's going to be gone and you don't have a B of A account, guess what? You don't have money to lose in B of A. Relax. Don't click on the link.
Sure.
If it says B of A and you do have a B of A account, then you go to your browser and you type www.bankofamerica.com or whatever the link, you know, whatever the real URL is for Bank of America. You log into your account and you check.
Right.
Or
because it will be there. If something's wrong and you go into the legitimate site into your account, it will let you know.
It will be there.
Something's going on.
And if you are just really baffled or just really so balled up about all of this that you just have no confidence even of that. And listen, I deal with people like this all the time. They're so freaked out, they don't believe anything now. They don't believe their own eyes. They don't believe their own fingers. They don't believe their keyboard operates right. They're just flipped. Get on your cell phone and call B of A and say, I am totally losing it. Am I okay? If it's a real emergency, call 911.
That's true. So that hovering over the link thing is nice for folks who maybe kind of know what to look for.
Yeah.
But somebody like our mom, your grandmother doesn't do the computer very much.
Well,
they're going to be jumbly, you know, goo to
them
anyway.
You can misread stuff because here's what they'll do.
So.
You'll mouse over the link and it might say support.microsoft.com.ru. Now, if you're not freaked out and you're paying attention, you'll go, .ru, probably not real. Not a real Microsoft link, probably. But if you're not really paying attention and you're kind of freaked out, or if you're not real experienced,
well, why
and
would
you see the support.microsoft.com, well, because Microsoft.com is the domain.
Right. So what's the .ru? Why would that
Russia.
Be?
Russia.
Oh, so see, that's the notes where it's coming from.
Right.
Right.
Right. You know, or T.O., which is Tonga.
Grandma,
you know,
probably wouldn't know that.
Yeah. Right. I mean, and there's all kinds of domains that are 90%, they look 90% legitimate, but will have a weird content. And if you don't know.
Or a misspelling.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you don't know or you're not paying attention, then even the mouse over thing can get you. So it's a good thing to do. But if you're kind of freaked out, I just think you're just better off. Don't. Isn't it easier? Don't click on the link. Go to browser, www.fedex.com, boom. You know, zero risk.
Sure. Yeah, because you could sit there and spend some time spinning on looking up this address and is this real? Well, at that point, you're already wasting more time than just going straight to the site.
Yeah, and like we talked about during the break, you know, and I've experienced this in certain situations in my life. You just get to the point where you don't even believe your own eyes. Mm-hmm. You get so freaked out, you're just not sure what to do. And at that point, you know, you just don't need to be counting on discerning the details of a URL. Yeah. Why risk it? Right? Yep. Just go to the domain in your browser and check out what you need to check out. What else did I want to talk about this? There was something else. I know we need to move on to some other stuff. We've got two segments we've been doing with this, but it's critical. I've gotten so many calls the last 2 weeks from California. It's incredible. You think about all of these people with their data just gone unless they come up with the cash. Hope it wasn't you.
Computer Talk with Dave Mason. Guaranteed geek-free radio. Yes, this means you, fat boy.
When it comes right down to it, the most important thing in life is time. The better you manage your time, the better your life is. Hi, this is Dr. Dave. I want to talk to you about some incredible software that helps you better manage your time and get more out of life. I'm talking about Intellect from Chaos Software. I've researched time management software for over 20 years. I've never found a better, simpler, more practical tool for managing my time and my life than Intellect. In fact, it's what I use every day. It even helped me find the time to write this script. Intellect includes an easy-to-use email client with state-of-the-art spam filters, an integrated contact manager, an appointment manager, and to-do list, all wrapped up in the most efficient productivity package I've ever used. Best of all, Intellect is network-ready right out of the box. Download Intellect's free trial at chaossoftware.com. Whether you're a salesperson, retired grandmother, real estate mogul, or radio talk show host, you need Intellect from Chaos Software. Check it out at chaossoftware.com for a better life.
Hey guys, this is Evil Steve. Yeah, the evil one, back again, here to talk to you about Dr. Dave's data recovery. First of all, Dr. Dave and I would like to thank you for another great year of Dr. Dave's data recovery service. It's been outstanding. We all know how important it is to back up your data. But if you didn't back up your data, and those important documents, or even more important, precious family pictures, are stuck on a dead drive somewhere, well, there is a way to get them unstuck, and it's called Dr. Dave's Data Recovery. From hard drives to floppy disks, thumb drives, flashcards, you name it, we can do it. First step, go to davemason.com, click on the Dr. Dave's Data Recovery button, and you'll find all the info you need right there. Dr. Dave will get your drive and do his Dr. Dave magic as usual and get your precious data back to you safe and sound. So do the smart thing. Let Dr. Dave's Data Recovery come to your rescue. That's Dr. Dave's Data Recovery at davemason.com.
I've just discovered one of the most important new tools for security and privacy on the internet today. Hey, Dr. Dave here. ID Vault looks like a military-grade USB memory stick, but it's much more. It stores all your usernames and passwords, and you don't have to worry about the remnants left on your PC after online banking. ID Vault prevents you from signing into phishing sites that steal your identity and your money. It automatically signs you into your online financial accounts with ID Vault SecureView. It automatically enters your credit card information when you shop online, so your credit card is safe from hackers and even keystroke loggers. Here's how it works. ID Vault encrypts your account passwords on a smart card microchip inside a tamper-proof USB device where the criminals can't get at them. Best of all, it's economical and easier and faster to use than usernames and passwords. Anyone who surfs the net needs their ID Vault. So get yours at idvault.com today and save $10. That's idvault.com. Tell them you heard it here on Computer Talk with Dave Mason.